The Charlotte City Council will vote next month whether to revise or eliminate the city policy on where affordable housing can be built. Officials say the policy is outdated and conflicts with the council's goal of adding more affordable units. Residents are being asked to comment at meetings beginning this week. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Back in April, the city council voted to help finance 11 proposed affordable housing developments that were competing for state tax credits. But first, the council had to do something that has become all too familiar.
So I am making a motion for action A, which is to approve the waiver for the housing locational policy for the multifamily housing developments.
That motion by Councilmember Luana Mayfield allowed the city to ignore its 2011 housing locational policy. The policy's goals are to spread affordable housing around the city, not just in existing low-income neighborhoods, and to promote diversity within neighborhoods. City Housing and Neighborhoods Director Pamela Weidman says the current policy is not working.
It's becoming the norm for city council to have to approve waivers for their own locational policy, particularly in areas that are gentrifying and that are in need of affordable housing.
And by the way, when city leaders talk about affordable housing, they mean for those who make less than 80% of the Charlotte area median income, about $47,000 a year for a two-person household. People like teachers, public safety officers, and retail workers. Waivers of the policy have become more common as the council pursues a more pressing goal, speeding up development of new affordable housing to meet a shortage now estimated at more than 34,000 units. Think of it as ignoring one goal to meet another. So city officials want to revise or eliminate the policy. There's still a concern about concentrating poverty in certain neighborhoods, but there are new goals too, says Weidman.
Like making sure that the housing is built in close proximity to job centers, close proximity to transit amenities and other retail amenities.
Besides being near transit and jobs, new goals include building affordable housing in the center city and promoting a mix of housing types in all neighborhoods. The City Council's Housing Committee is asking for feedback in a series of five meetings beginning Tuesday night. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.